This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado veteran has been working with the State Department and Representative Jason Crow's office to evacuate two Afghan interpreters he served alongside of. John Garvin, a former Army intelligence officer, says the biggest hurdle he's faced is the lack of communication about the process and necessary paperwork.
But it's just a colossal black hole of information right now. You know, we send it in, and then it's just radio silence after that.
Garvin says one interpreter was able to escape to an Air Force base in Germany, but the other remains trapped in Kabul with his wife and children. The effort to increase a permanent camping area for unhoused people near Durango is being taken over by La Plata County. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The city does have an authorized camping area. It was set up several years ago as a temporary solution, but no permanent site has ever been identified. Now the Durango Herald reports the county is stepping in. La Plata's county manager told commissioners that staff have not found a better year-round location yet. According to the Herald, both campers and the city favor making the temporary site permanent. But the county is concerned about issues like safety and sanitation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado is getting another military space program. Space Force, the new sixth branch of the military, has decided to locate its Space Training and Readiness Command at Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado Springs, at least for now. STARCOM, as it's known, will train future members of Space Force. The base already houses the National Security Space Institute, another military space training program. This is CPR and KRCC. Denver is at 80 degrees right now. The high today will be 93. Meanwhile, Pueblo is at 91 degrees with a high of 98.